KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 61 degrees in Atlantic. We expect sunny to partly sunny skies here today with a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, and the news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In Southwest Iowa news, sheriff's officials in Adams County said Monday that a traffic interdiction program conducted on Highway 34 Sunday afternoon led to the arrest of a Corning man. Officials say as a vehicle driven by Denise Carter of Nottoway was stopped and searched by a Ringgold County K-9 unit, information was received indicating a controlled substance could be found at the residence of Carter and 40-year-old Martin Lee Grace, who authorities say lives in Corning. Carter gave authorities permission to search her residence, during which a controlled substance was in fact located. Martin Grace, who was already being detained in Adams County while an OWI investigation was underway, was placed under arrest for possession of a controlled substance. He faces charges of possession of a controlled substance on certain real property and two counts of child endangerment. The case remains under investigation. News time is 7:08.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
A single vehicle accident Sunday in Cass County created another accident moments later. Sheriff's officials say 20-year-old Allison Coons of Atlantic was traveling south on Buck Creek Road when she lost control of the 2003 Pontiac Grand Prix she was driving. The car slammed into a bridge railing near the intersection with Glacier Road and then was hit from behind by a 1995 Buick LeSabre. The driver of the second car, 17-year-old Anthony Scott Lucas of Atlantic, had been following Coons' car and was unable to stop following her accident. No injuries were reported. Authorities estimated the damage to Coons' vehicle at $4,000, while Lucas's car sustained about $1,000 damage. Damage to the bridge was estimated at $5,000. In an update to a story we first told you about at noon on Monday here on KJAN, the Harlan Police Department later that afternoon released more details about the subjects involved in an armed robbery that took place Monday morning. Officials say at about 11:30 a.m., a white male and female entered the Fast Stop convenience store at 2401 12th Street in Harlan. The couple brandished a handgun, demanded money, and left the store with an undisclosed amount of cash. The male was about 6 feet 6 to 6 feet 4 inches tall with dark hair. He wore blue jeans and a dark hoodie. The female had long dark hair, a hot pink hoodie, and blue denim capri. Both of the subjects were in their mid-20s. The pair left the area, possibly driving a black or dark-colored four-door sedan. Both are considered to be armed and dangerous, and police caution the public not to approach them. If you have any information about the crime or the suspects or the vehicle, you can call 911 or the Harlan Police Department at 712-755-5151. In other news, the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will hold a work session this evening in the ICN room at the high school. During the 7:30 meeting, the board will hear from District Technology Coordinator Roger Warren about the new ICN classroom and the future of district technology. In addition, Warren will preview the new district webpage and discuss technology purchases for the 2011-2012 school year. Other discussion will center on activities associated with the Iowa Association of School Boards. No action is expected on those matters during tonight's work session. Police in Atlantic said yesterday that a Griswold man was arrested Friday on a theft charge. 32-year-old Andrew Michael Hansen faces a charge of fifth-degree theft. He was being held in the Cass County Jail pending a court appearance. And the Cass County Sheriff's Department said also that four men were arrested over the past couple of weeks on OWI charges. 29-year-old Jeffrey Joseph Rickert of Wheatfield, Indiana, was taken into custody Sunday on a charge of OWI first offense. Last Saturday, 35-year-old Richard Edwin Swain of Griswold was arrested for OWI first offense and on a magistrate's warrant for failure to appear on a charge of careless driving. On October 15, 41-year-old Charles Malleus of Diagonal was arrested for OWI first offense. And on October 11, 26-year-old Robert Kreisinger of Atlantic was arrested for OWI first offense. Swain, Malleus, and Kreisinger were later released on their own recognizance, while Rickert was later released on $1,000 bond. News time is 7:12.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In our funeral announcements, Nadine Marie Nielsen, age 85, of Avoca, died Friday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Nadine Nielsen will be today at 10 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Marvin James Dominic, age 83, formerly of Audubon, died Friday in Sioux City. A massive Christian burial service for Marvin Dominic will be today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Doreen Janet Gilliam Hubbard, age 69, of Menlo, died Friday. Funeral services for Doreen Hubbard will be today at 10:30 at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Dorothy C. Mulligan, age 96, a former Defiance resident, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home. A massive Christian burial service for Dorothy Mulligan will be today at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Wilbur Pete Hoskins, age 83, of Nevinville, died Thursday at the Winterset Care Center North. Funeral services for Pete Hoskins will be today at 11 o'clock at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Junior Wollenhouse, age 84, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Friday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Junior Wollenhouse will be this afternoon at 2:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. William Bill Blazik, age 69, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Memorial services for Bill Blazik will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And Terry Lee Anderson, age 66, of Minden, died Sunday at Mercy Hospital. Funeral services for Terry Anderson will be this Friday at 10 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.